games that they don't have the ear pulling contest or anything like that. You know, they're quite different. You know.
Could you name some of the games they play in Minto?
Well, maybe Dale can help me here. Could you cut that up, Dale?
All these, well, the you know, this wrist deal, mm-hmm. And geez, I don't know, Mel, really.
I forgot some of the games. People can come in and meet other people, you know, that they haven't seen for a long time, and they get together and chat, and the contestants are really good, I think, in that you get both the Eskimo, the Indian, you know, they're really, really out to do their best, and it's just great, you know.
How many years have you been coming to the Olympics here?
This is my second year. I usually been out working in the summertime, but I've made time these last past 2 years to come in.
What's the comparison between last year's events and the contestants and this year's?
Well, I think more people are participating now, you know, because a friend of mine that I've seen getting in this, picking up these six people walking for the weight contest. People just getting in and doing more, you know, and like we have the four other new games coming in. I think in the future there'll be more games added, whereas eventually more people will just come in. And
have you participated in any of the games?
No, I haven't. I don't think I can make those. I'm not like ear pulling contests. I never even thought of trying it.
Hey, we've been talking with the gentleman here, and may I have your name and where you're from?
My name's Melvin Charlie, and I'm from Minto, Alaska.
Okay, thank you. We have one of the contestants here from Point Hope, and may I have your name?
Elmer Frankson.
What do you think of the Olympics so far?
Well, everything seems to be moving along smoothly. And
how many games have you participated in?
Three.
Could you describe each one and tell us what you did in each one?
Well, the first one I was in was a one-legged kick. In this event, you jump up on your one leg, you kick the object that is hanging, and then you land on the same leg again. That's a one-legged kick.
How high did you kick in this one?
I kicked 5'11" on one-legged. No, on a one-legged. 6'7" on a one-legged.
What were the other two that you participated in?
Participated also in the two-legged kick.
How high?
On this main thing about this is you jump up the same way, but it's a little different than a one-legged. You jump on two feet up and you kick the object. You kick it, then you land back on both of your feet. And I kicked 5'11" on that.
What was the third event you participated in?
That was a knuckle hop.
How did you do in that one?
Not very good, I'm afraid. I only went 23 feet.
Could you tell us how you do this game?
What you do is you lay in a prone position, and you go about, you clap your fists, and you hop on them on a prone position about 3 inches, lifting your body, and you hop of however distance you can go. That's a knuckle hop.
In Point Hope, do they play the same games here?
Yes, same as here, but more so. They have the high kicks, the one-legged high kicks, the two-legged high kick, but they don't have a swing like they had here. They have the knuckle hop, and there's various other games that would be kind of hard to describe, but if I'll name a few of them. One of them is you tie your feet up behind your neck and you climb a rope as high up as you can go, and then you go back down. This is mostly your arm muscles part, and you carry a whole weight up. Another one is you put your elbow in the center of your body, right like that, you know, toward your stomach. You put it, you put out your hand, and you spin yourself. You spin yourself on the floor. See how many turns you can make without falling down and without losing your balance. That's one of them. And another one is you walk on your hands, but you have to have your feet clapped up here on your elbows. You have one leg up here and over your elbow, and the other leg over here, and you walk on your hands like that. There are so many. I wouldn't know which ones to tell you. It'd be an all-day talk.
What about the Eskimo dances up there? Are they quite a bit different here?
Well, they're, it seems that the rhythm of Point Barrow and the King Island dancers is almost the same as Point Hope, but in between. It seems Barrow has a beat. It's really rhythm beat, you know, like straight. And the King Island dancers have a rhythm that's smooth. Well, Point Hope's beat is in between that somewhere, and it's not slow, it's not fast, and they have regular motion dances, but the motions are much different than here.
How about the number of dancers and drummers, or how many do you have in Point Hope?
Well, there's about 7 drummers and about 6 women behind there for the music.
How often do they play these games in Point Hope?
They do them once a year, sort of like Olympics here, but they call them Eskimo games, and they have them during the Christmas holidays.
Do you get very many people from different villages there?
No, this is usually just a village thing, you know. It's mostly just people from my own home. They do it for games.
The whole village gets in on this?
Yes, they do. They have the women's, the men's, the boys', and the girls' games.
Do the men and women compete between each other in any of the games?
Yes, this is mostly all competition. You are in one, they make it in 2 sides. There's so many in one side and so many on one side. And then they compete against each other, like the air pole. The air pole, like here. There's a guy on your side and a guy on their side, and you compete with each other and see who wins. And if you win on one side, you know, they make a point. Hey, you won 1 point, and so on and so on.
How stiff is the competition up there from the Olympics here?
Compared to this, I've seen more people here. They go so much, but I've seen a lot of people up there that are very good at these sports, experts, in fact. And they can go like a knuckle hop, 71 feet, like the record here, is nothing compared to what they can do up there. They can go for about maybe 100, 150 possibly on a knuckle hop.
The guys that do this, how long have they been playing or doing this?
Well, it's a year after year after year. This has been brought up, you know, from all from our folks from way back, and it's been brought up, and they've been doing it year after year.
Okay, we've been talking with a gentleman from Point Hope who is the contestant here, and may I have your name again?
Elmer Frankson.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
We have one of the Olympic participants here, and may I have your name and where you're from?
Roger Kunyuk, I'm from Nome, Alaska.
And what do you think of the Olympics so far?
Right now, so far, I'm thinking about the Eskimo Olympics are just great. I think it should be going on for years and years. I think we should at least have more games than these old ones. We got to change. That's what I'm going to try to do, change the games to better games where we can keep on this thing going.
What other games do you think we should have?
I think we should have the rope trick and elbow walk and stick bend and all those other Eskimo games that I know, but right now I can't name them all.
Where did you learn all these games that you just mentioned?
I learned these ever since it was passed to me by my great grandfathers to us kids now. And it's been done long time ago in Daimit, where I came from. We do it every Christmas, every year.
How is the competition there and the group, the dancers and the drummers? How do they compare to these here?
These are almost the same, but the Eskimo dancers don't compete against each other, but we compete with the Eskimo Olympics in Daimit.
Could you tell in Daimit, where you're from, does the whole village participate, or how much of the village participates in the games?
In the games in Daimit, everybody could participate in the games and dances.
And how's the competition there compared to here?
Our competition is more exciting than here because we got more games. Sometimes our games last for a long time. Like we start out by 6 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
In the games in Daimit, do they compete or do they just participate in the games for continuing the culture?
Yeah, they do. Continue the culture, they do. Right now, they're doing the same way as here in the Eskimo Olympics. It's here held every year. Like, when they're going to have to win this, they're going to have to give us something good for we need, you know.
So they play for competition there.
Yes.
I remember last year you participated in some Olympics. How long have you been going to these Olympics now?
I've been going since 68 until now. That would be about 4 years.
What area have you been representing?
I've been representing first year, and I've been representing Upward Bound the second year, and Daimit and Nome.
Tonight, what are you going to participate in?
I'll be participating in Drop the Bomb. They grab you by your wrist and your ankles and lift you up. It's like an airplane, but you got to stiffen up. That's the object of the game, like for the distance. They have to carry you around for the distance.
What other games you going to compete in?
Well, I'll probably not be competing too much because I came here late. 2 days late. I'll be dancing tonight as with my uncle from Anchorage. He's a King Islander.
How long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing ever since I can remember, I guess.
What does it take to learn the dances?
It doesn't take very much, but you got to lose lots of movements like your arms and your feet. Sometimes your head move back and forth when you dance.
Could you describe some of the dances that you know?
Yeah, right now, tonight I'll be dancing like Walrus Dance. This Walrus Dance goes like, the story goes like this, what my uncle used to tell me. They got this Walrus Dance because they used to go out hunting for days and days, and you can hear Walrus. You can't see Walrus, but you can hear them for many miles, between about 200 miles away. From your spot for you hunting.
And could you tell how the dance goes? Some of the movements?
No, I forgot the movements, but tonight I'd remember some.
What are some of the other dances you know?
Some of the other dances I know is mainly from King Island. It's a Raven Dance. Raven Dance is a dance you put the mask on, Raven Dance mask, and story goes to this is a raven teasing man underground. This raven will fly up and he's gonna say the song goes like this: I see you above, from above, and you down below. I'm more higher than you. You can't fly. Something like that. You know, teasing the man. He can't do such things as the raven can do. That's the story to it.
We've been talking with a representative from Nome who will be dancing with the King Island dancers. And may I have your name?
Roger Kuniak.
Okay, thank you. We're talking to a young gentleman here who's been at the Olympics for 3 days now, And could we ask your name and what your job is here?
I'm Alfred Grant, originally from Tanana, now residing in Fairbanks. I am working at the present time with the alcoholism program here in Fairbanks. I'm married and have 6 children.
How do you think the Olympics are going to for the past 2 nights now?
They have been going very good, irregardless of whether the Athabascan nation is here or not. I would say that it is not as good as it was in years past.
How long have you been attending the Olympics?
About 5 or 6 years.
What do you think of all the competition between the groups?
The competition is really good. There's a lot of spirit in there and a lot of effort and good sportsmanship.
How does the Olympics this year compare to the following years?
I would say that due to the news media error, it was not broadcast well ahead of time that it was going to start Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And years